Brilliance Audio. Summer Love by Nancy Thayer. Performed by Whitney Dykhouse. It was the last day of May when Ariel entered her dull little bedroom, set her suitcases on the bed, and began to unpack. Her dresses and blouses were on quilted hangers brought from home. She wanted to look presentable at her job as receptionist at the real estate agency. She placed a large 3-ring binder in the very center of her desk. Already it was filled with the beginning of a short story. She planned to write on weekends. She had been accepted into an MFA program at the University of Iowa. She would start this fall. Someone knocked on her door, and Ariel turned to see a tall, slender, good-looking man standing on the threshold.
"You're here early."
"Oh." For a moment, she could only stare. He was so unexpectedly, quietly attractive. She pulled herself together. "You're here early, too." Crossing the room, she held out her hand. "I'm Ariel Spencer."
"Wyatt Smith."
Taking her hand in a brief, firm shake, he gave her a lopsided grin.
"Looks like you'll have a female neighbor next door. She's marked her territory with a teddy bear."
Ariel blushed, caught out. "I put that there. It's not that I don't like men, I do, but they are messier." She wanted to stand very close to Wyatt Smith. He had a double magnetism. Something about him made her feel safe and sexy.
"Not me," Wyatt said. "I'm kind of tidy. Scientists have to be."
He squinted his eyes, thinking.
"Although I'm going to be working at Cabot's Marine, fixing boats this summer, so I'll probably come back covered in oil."
"You're a scientist, but you'll be working in a boatyard?" If she kept asking him questions, maybe time would freeze them like this, so she could gaze at him forever. The more she looked at him, the more she liked him. She had to keep herself from drifting right up next to him. Another lopsided smile.
"My father is Benjamin Smith,"
Wyatt told her, unable to keep the pride from his voice. "Okay," Ariel smiled encouragingly.
"He's a scientist. He discovered smithonium. It's the 104th element on the periodic table. It's named after him. It's used in building missiles. NASA uses it."
"Wow, impressive," Ariel said.
"The University of Missouri has named a building after him,"
Wyatt added. Ariel blinked. "Wow," she said again.
"Sorry," Wyatt said. "It's just, I'm going to work for my father's department and get my PhD.
"But you're here for the summer?"
"My mother pushed me to do this. She thought I needed to experience a completely different life for a while."
"Nantucket is certainly different." Ariel had decided that Wyatt was a sort of awkward American Hugh Grant, with his floppy brown hair and intensity.
"What about you?"
Wyatt asked. "I'll be a receptionist in a real estate office," Ariel told him. Should she invite him into her room? Where would he sit? On the bed? She felt slightly hysterical, in a good way.
"I've got to unpack," Wyatt said. "Let's get together tonight."
Before he could finish, Ariel said, "Great!"
"With the other basement dwellers,"
Wyatt continued.
"We'll exchange all the necessary information."
Well, Ariel thought, that was a little dry. Exchange all the necessary information?
"I mean,"
Wyatt continued,
"get to know each other."
He shook his head.
"I have all the social graces of a rock, but I certainly would like to get to know you."
"Me too. I could love this man," she thought, and blushed and replied, "I mean, I'd like to get to know you too." They stood in the corridor, smiling at each other.